Didsbury. Although an online survey regarding the town of Didsbury's proposed new pedestrian connective master plan closed this week, there are still opportunities for public input going forward, says Mayor Rhonda Hunter. It's a big process and we are certainly encouraging everyone to give their input, Hunter told the Alberton. We want to set a roadmap for the future regarding connectivity for our pedestrian pathways and trails. We really appreciate the public providing their feedback and we want to hear from them. They are the experts using our trails and pathways and the people who are potential pathway and trail users. Council has a keen interest in making sure that the public voice is heard on all of these things. The town has received a $50,000 federal government grant to fund the project, which will map out a network of walkways to connect throughout the town, and address the rehabilitation and development needs of existing walkways. If approved by council, the plan would provide direction to the municipality on how it can enhance and maintain its pedestrian infrastructure to support a safe, accessible, connected, and active community, she said. It would also help inform operation and capital funding during future budget processes, she said. The plan is being prepared by the town in conjunction with Expedition Management Consulting Limited, which will compile research and develop a report for council. The purpose of this project is to gather input and develop a plan to provide more community space, grant universal accessibility for all users, create safe connections for youth to travel to schools and playgrounds, town officials said. The purpose also includes steering foot traffic towards the downtown core and other surrounding businesses, and to direct traffic flow through the use of clear markings and signage. The online survey ran on the town's website from January 31 to February 27, with respondents asked to provide input as part of the plan process. The survey asked respondents for input on such things as how they currently use pedestrian infrastructure in town, such as walking, biking, jogging, and how often they use pedestrian infrastructure. Respondents were also asked their destinations when using pedestrian infrastructure, why they use pedestrian infrastructure, and how much in municipal taxes they would be prepared to pay to support pedestrian infrastructure. As well as the survey, two community input workshops have been held, with participants able to ask questions and provide input, she said. Company officials are also meeting with school officials, seniors' lodges, town council and others, she said. Anyone wishing to provide further input into the plan can contact Cassandra Gilmore at Expedition Consulting Limited, at cassandra@expedition.ca. I'm sure they want to hear as much as they can and they want to hear from everybody, she said. Council would have to approve any proposed master plan for it to be adopted, she said. Hunter noted that the town's updated strategic plan recently approved by council included the importance of pedestrian connectivity. The project is scheduled to be completed in the summer of 2023.